With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A rare warning goes out to Los Angeles area residents from the National Weather Service.
A PDS warning related to severe fire conditions in the Los Angeles area beginning overnight Monday into Tuesday. Sustained winds of up to 40 miles an hour and gusts in the mountains reaching 65 miles per hour are predicted through Wednesday. Strong Santa Ana winds have been largely blamed for turning the wildfires into infernos that have leveled entire neighborhoods in and around Los Angeles, where there has been no significant rainfall in over 8 months. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, more than 92,000 people sign an online petition demanding the immediate resignation of Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass over her gross mismanagement of the devastating wildfires in the region.
The Change.org petition accuses Bass of mishandling the wildfires, noting she was not even in the country when the fires first broke out. Bass was 7,400 miles away in Ghana at the inauguration of the country's president when the fires started raging on Tuesday. The petition, which was started on Wednesday, reads, "We urgently call for the immediate recall of Bass due to her gross mismanagement and failure to effectively respond to the devastating 2025 fires in and around the city." Los Angeles Fire Department Chief Kristen Crowley has accused the city of failing the people after firefighters ran out of water in some areas and faced weakened water pressure in others. Bernie Bennett reporting.
An electrical fire in Eaton Canyon may be the cause of the deadly Eaton fire in California. Photos and videos taken by residents last Tuesday night show a Southern California Edison electrical transmission tower on fire amid damaging and erratic winds, which were headed down the canyon and towards homes. An investigation is underway and lawsuits have been filed. This is SRN News. It appears that a lot of people will be reading the Bible this year.
YouVersion, the most popular free Bible app in the world, reports a record 800,000 individuals downloaded it on January 5th, the most in one day in YouVersion's history. In fact, there's been a big surge in downloads since the beginning of the new year, suggesting that a lot of folks have decided to try and read through the Bible in 2025 and will use the app to do so. YouVersion founder Bobby Grunewald tells the Christian Post the surge is being seen outside of the U.S. too. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The director of the Texas Medical Board retires less than 2 weeks after conservative lawmakers publicized his employment with a Planned Parenthood lab. Dr. Robert Brett had worked as medical director for the state agency since 2012. According to his resume, he also worked at Planned Parenthood's South Texas laboratory since 2011. This is SRN News. A Texas man's facing charges for allegedly stalking the most popular player in women's basketball. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
A 55-year-old Texas man has been charged with felony stalking of Indiana Fever star and WNBA Rookie of the Year, Caitlin Clark. Marion County prosecutors wrote in a court filing Saturday that Michael Thomas Lewis is accused of repeated and continued harassment of the 22-year-old Clark. Authorities say Lewis posted numerous messages, some sexually threatening, on Clark's ex account. Prosecutors wrote in the filing Clark felt terrorized, frightened, intimidated, and threatened as a result. The FBI learned the messages were sent from IP addresses at an Indianapolis hotel and downtown public library. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Starbucks is bringing back its policy requiring customers to make a purchase in order to remain in the coffee shop. They also issued a new code of conduct. It will be posted in all company-owned stores in North America. More details at srnnews.com.